Pittsburgh's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Wednesday. It's 5:45. This is the morning sickness. My name's John Holmberg. There is Brady Bogan, Brett Vesely, Big Dick Toledo. The whole thing's ready to go. We're all in order. No T-shirt exchange to start today. Anybody got any? No.
Great news for you.
All right.
Probing news.
Oh, COVID anal swabs. Oh, wow. Brady's handed me over this glorious thing. You like that? My anal swabs. Do you get a ride in space for this?
No, maybe a trip to Beijing.
But Beijing residents are getting anal swabs. Chinese experts say it's very accurate. More accurate, in fact.
But then at the end, you'll see there's a couple of the doctors saying, well, wait a minute.
I'll tell you, I've had that nose swab 3 times.
Yeah.
I'll take the butt swab. If it's a Q-tip in my ass versus that thing touching my brain, I think I'm okay with that.
I think it would
that.
Be an easier swab.
The butthole one?
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. More than 1 million Beijing residents undergoing coronavirus testing amid fresh outbreaks have been administered the anal swab.
Ugh. It's an 18-inch swab?
Yeah. Yeah. It's the Lex Steel swab. Wow. That's interesting. Yeah, and when I think about it, I think I'd go for that one more. Of all the bodies to have something jammed in, I've had stuff come out of there bigger than a Q-tip. I've never had, like they always tell you not to do that. First thing a doctor says, don't do this, don't shove things in your nose or your ears. And then the first thing they do when you go into their office is shove things in your nose and your ears. That Q-tip in your nose is not, it's not awful, like, oh, it's painful. It's just so weird. And you feel so strange while it's in there, like you could break something.
I've done the blood tests. I haven't done
blood
the,
one's cake.
The nostril yet.
I don't like getting poked myself, but if somebody else pokes my finger, I'm fine. The blood test thing was easy, but that nose
nostril,
swab, oof.
It tickles.
And it's in there. And when I went the first time, they shove it in there and then they leave it for a little bit. And then the doctor came back and started to twist it around, like spin it.
You
and
twist.
Like, and then swing. And I'm like, oh, mine was in there for like a minute. I thought he forgot about me. Because he stuffs it in
he
there.
He set
goes,
it?
Right. Yeah, set it and forget it. And then he walked out of the room and I'm like, this is awful. Like, how long do I have to sit? And he comes back and he goes, all right, we're ready. And he grabs it and just gives it all sort of like moving it back and forth and twisting it around and then comes right out.
Like a slide whistle.
And I was like, oh, that's just brutally weird. And he goes, yeah, it's not comfortable. It's just uncomfortable. The anal thing would just be awkward, but more so for the doctor who's got a, you know.
Just looking asses all day.
He's got to stare at an ass and bullseye that thing. And I'm tight. I'm telling you right now, that thing would, you're going to lose a couple Q-tips in there. I'm clinching them, breaking them off, because that thing is, it's a vice. So
don't
that would
do
be
the
a,
wood ones.
It's only weird for the doctor. Yeah, I don't want the reverse splinters. I want that smooth Q-tip plastic. Well, thanks, Brady. That's interesting. Well, anybody interested in getting a test, do that. And now I've seen 3 different news organizations and one television news organization saying this double mask thing is definitely the way
I'll
to go. And I'm like, oh, I can't. Every place I go. The first words out of my mouth getting out of the car is, God damn it! Because
yep.
I forgot the mask. Now if I've got to get 2, I have a box of them on my passenger seat right now. I got a box of masks, and I'm blowing through them. I don't know where they go. That's the weird thing.
Oh, like,
I don't know where.
Do
I keep
see, like,
on the ground.
Oh, yeah. It is. They're all over.
I think it's me. I think that's all
and
me.
There's just something dirtier about the masks on the ground.
It's gross. It's like somebody's underwear for some reason because you just know their mouth's been doing all that work into that thing, and it's filth. But I think all those masks you see are mine because I'm doing one a day, and I don't know where it goes. I look around for them. I'm like, where did I put? I know I put one on in the car. I'm not throwing them out. I think I'm the one that's littering everywhere, and I just don't even realize.
I've seen
I'm
a couple of yours.
Yeah? Are they? Where are they?
By the Jeep.
Oh, I'll toss them out by your car to make you look guilty. I do that with trash all the time. Brady parks next to me, and if I have trash, I put it right next to his car and pull away if I leave before him.
Drinks,
yeah. If
Jeep,
you leave, if you
masks,
leave before me, there's nothing. But notice
condoms.
That if I have tons of that, which just stains, which is weird because I'm not even using them for the right thing. I'm painting houses with those, if you know what I mean. Getting it in, getting it out. I'm doing my COVID swabs. But, yeah, I'll throw trash under Brady's car to make him look bad. And I noticed that Brady very rarely picks it up. Most of the time he runs over the thing and mashes it into the parking lot, which makes me laugh. So I'm like, he looks at it, realizes it's litter, but it's not his litter, so who cares? I really enjoy that. Sometimes I put things on your tire, and I don't know if you hear the crunching. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff I do back there. I'll put, like, a full can of soda on your. You'll roll it out and then the stains are in the parking lot.
Heard a couple of pops.
That's
before.
Me. Well, that's a little hello. Every time you hear that, just go, oh, that guy. How you doing, John? Because that's me all day long. Yeah. So anal swabs now. And you know what I hate is that we had this vaccine in November, and I saw the news that they could have 300 million people vaccinated by this time next year. And I'm like, that's a whole – what we're missing in that news is that it's a whole year of
they want 100 million in 100 days.
Where they think that. That's
what
not going to happen.
For.
That's what
they're
– no.
Where are they at now? Do we even know?
No. Like 50, 60 people? I don't know, a couple hundred.
It can't be that far. You can get the...
That's what I thought. The lines and everybody's like, oh, it's just constantly packed. I'm like, we've got to be almost done with 4 million. We've got to have Phoenix covered. But no, it's not. It's not even close. They have a couple hundred thousand. And
well, GCC's has set up the Glendale Community College, I believe. And they are shooting for 500 to 800 a day.
That's it. Because you got to sit there for a half hour
just
and make
at that
sure you're
facility.
Not dying
then
from
right. Now all of a sudden you open up State Farm.
I don't know. It seems
well, I think
like,
that's just testing, isn't it, over State Farm?
No, they're doing
oh,
the
they're doing the vaccines too?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Chandler's got a spot. I just don't know. I don't know how long this is going to drag on, but double masking for another year, people forget about that.
41 million is the number of doses delivered. Only half of those have been administered yet okay. Because it's a lot of them off. Are two doses. The Moderna is just out, so they don't have the numbers on that one yet.
So if you get 20 million since the Thanksgiving, which is, what, 2.5 months, mm-hmm. And you get 20 million every 2 months, we're going to be at this for quite a while. And they should get better at it as yeah. Time goes on. We'll see.
Oh, you got that.
Yeah, we'll see.
There's a little bit from England. They got a nasal spray that'll block the COVID.
Yeah, we'll see. Keep it up. They got nasal spray that can do it. They got... butt swabs that'll tell you if you got it. I mean, I just think we talked about the alien probing yesterday. Who needs aliens? They're doing it to us now. They got stuff in our noses. They're jamming things in a mist.
Look at what we can make them do.
Right. Yeah. Look at these. And that's where the people are like, no, I'm getting in any line for that.
It's 2 days in a row we start the show off with
butthole talk.
What is this?
Get used to it, Bert. It's January. We usually go until spring training's over. Butthole is.
And if that's delayed, yeah. That's just more butt talk.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, because then we get an extra month because the ball players are in town. They love butt play. I've known two baseball players, and both of them were pegging machines. They love it. And then I talked to this girl about 5 years ago at one of our U-Fests, and she said she was dating a guy, Tyler something, played ball. It wasn't Tyler Skaggs, and that's what the first thing I thought because it's my mom's maiden name. I'm like, oh. And so I told her that, but she was Tyler something, played baseball for the A's, and then back down, and then he was up again with somebody else, and then went to the Grapefruit League. And she goes, "We broke up." And I'm like, "Why?" Because she was bitching about not having enough money for U-Fest. Why in the world would you leave a guy who's going to play pro ball multiple times? He's up and down from the show. It's not like he's minor league in his way through. He's played for the A's. I think he was with the Braves when she was talking to me. And I said, "Why in the world would you leave that?" And then bitch that you there's your thing. And she goes, "He was so weird sexually." I'm like, oh, he's a baseball player. That's what they are. And she goes, yeah, but butt stuff. And I'm like, go in the locker room and start talking to baseball players. They're butt guys. Pegging machines. Pegging. Load it up on that stuff. Strap it on and play ball. That's what they say. But they are.
Bats are multi-purpose.
We got to get Mark Grayson on this. I guarantee you Grace has been on all fours just playing.
Different generation too.
Yeah, he liked it. Mark Grace.
All right, we'll find
Mark
pioneer.
Grace did it. He was
he's a pioneer.
Babe Ruth was getting pegged. These
all
guys have been doing
wood.
It. Yeah, the reason the Negro League happened is because they couldn't imagine those guys in that room. We got to keep them separate. I can't get pegged by this, but they love that. And it's not gay. They let women do it, but they are something about it. And I think it's just because you know Hank Aaron. They talked about it at his funeral the other day. In fact, they pegged him. I think. They didn't like steroids. They liked pegging. I've talked to any baseball player and then giggle. And you got to kind of ease into it, but just tell them, say, man, my wife won't peg me anymore. And they're like, huh? And they light up and start telling stories.
You gotta break up, man.
Road pegging. They love it. Love it. We get a couple Diamondbacks that secretly listen to this show. I'm not going to say who, but one of them trains.
Your X-ones, too.
Well, I got a couple X-ones, too. They limp. But, They train at certain places that I have been. And
yeah.
I talk to them. Pegging. First thing I talk about If you say I played pro ball, my first thing is, well, all right, butt play. What's the deal?
Hey, and then Peggy.
It's passed down. Like the old veterans on the team. Like, you know, you get onto the Diamondbacks right now, and Madison Bumgarner's like, what's up, rookie? You ever have a girl do this? And then he explains it, and he's like, no. He goes, you ain't a true ball player until that happens. And these kids feel, you know, why steroids started taking off is because the older guys were doing it. The younger guys like, hey, if Barry Bonds is doing it, I'm doing it. Same thing with pegging. I love that stuff.
The Ty Cobb.
There was a reason nobody liked him. He was against it. And I don't even talk to Ty Cobb. He's going to spill the beans on our whole operation. Yeah, so be careful with that. Did you see those people in Sedona that went hiking 2 days ago? They've been in, they were on the west side of Sedona. If you know Sedona at all, they've got, you go west of it and it kind of creeps into this high desert-like thing. It stops being Sedona for a little bit and then you go into the Prescott Mountains. But there's this flat spot and then Sedona just kind of rises up out of it and the and going.
Red rocks come out of nowhere.
Just kinda, well, they're kind of, the west, when you go west, you start getting into the Indian ruins and stuff like that. And it's just not boom red rocks anymore. It's just kind of a flat, you know, rolling thing until you get into the Prescott Mingus and
plateaus.
All that.
Plateaus.
So you go back and you can just hike the faces of these, you know, not bare, but the mountains that are over on the west side of the thing. They decide on like Saturday, hey, it's going to snow. We should go up and see what it looked like. They've been trapped there until yesterday.
Yeah.
They found them yesterday and they're just covered in snow, but they made it. I don't know how. And helicopters have been looking for him for a couple of days. We found them. We can't find these two prisoners over in Florence who are just robbing places like crazy, too, which is nuts. That is insane. They had that helicopter going. I'm like, you're never finding anybody. And then they're just huddled up in this thing. And they survived. I don't know if their feet fell off or not. Probably. That would be my guess. But I can't even imagine how dumb people are. If we've got dumb hiker rules for Camelback,
yeah,
you have to have dumb snow guy mountain. I don't care if your feet fall off or not. You're paying for the rescue. Right? Because I think if you screw around on hot days and
knowing
hurt yourself,
what's coming,
knowing what's up there on a hot day, you are, the dumb hiker rule kicks in, right? And the same thing when you drive through washes, and I don't care if your feet fall off or you get hurt or whatever. I think you got to pay for all that, because I saw helicopters and they had people out for 2 days. Treacherous for the rescue guys to go up and try to find these idiots.
Think about the Coast Guard, what they have to.
Yeah, but they don't make them pay for
that. That's
a boat. I don't know why you don't have dumb boater laws. I think if you just started that, it would be everybody's dumb. Because eventually you could blame the individual for all that. But if you're not.
The way it's set up is our money is supposed to be paying for that service. But I think when it got so out of hand in Arizona, when the whole flooding thing and you.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're
like, okay, there's too many.
The stupid motorist thing was very legitimate because most of the time it was idiots trying to cross washes for, like, and there was a lot of yee-hawing going. If you yee-hawed what you were doing at all while you're driving, woohoo! You're paying for the rescue because there wasn't a need to go through it, you know? Some of those people were just trying to see if they could get their four-wheel drive through and got caught. And then the real dumb ones were taking Honda Civics into washes. And then they started that. But then they started the dumb hiker thing where if you started to lose it. But you're almost dead. Like, the punishment is almost dying.
What does that cost? Like, how much do they charge them?
I think it's like $1,600 to float the helicopter at you.
Wow.
So you get hit with some real stuff. I don't know if they ever actually charge the person, though. Mm. I think it's just to keep people away.
And not doing it over and over again.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you get two, you're definitely paying for everything. But I think it's just to scare people into thinking, oh, if you fall down and break your ankle, they'll charge you to come get you. I don't think they actually do it. Because, you know. That lady that got spun around in that thing got all that money back, which is still one of the best videos of all time when they spun that lady's skeleton out of her body. Just one of my favorite things to ever watch is the helicopter. That thing was like
please
600 rotations.
That's what you're
just
hoping
fly
for.
Out of it. You'd have been better off flying back down to the ground and starting over. Oh, it was the best. But, yeah, so I don't know if the Sedona people are going to make it, but if you go back and hike during a snowstorm, and I've been to Sedona a billion times. It doesn't seem like it would be hard to get back down, you know?
Yeah, but
unless you climb
the
big one, like you climb huge.
If you're lost is another thing, too. And
you're just stupid. Lost.
You're just stupid to be going out.
That's what I'm
hiking
saying.
In
you're
the
just
snow
an idiot,
to begin
yeah.
with. Doesn't matter how big the hill
that's
is.
That's the thing. You're really stupid to go, hey, let's go snow hiking and also not know the area very well.
Yeah.
That's just, look at that. Look at where they found them.
There they are. See him?
Yeah, that's the thing. And I'm like, man, the picture of that is, I'd have quit if I was in the helicopter. I'm like, they're dead. I'm not going down there. It's cold. I was cold this morning. I'd have called off the search if I was in charge of that. I'm like, I don't even like getting in my car right now. It's a fog box in this car. It took me a long time to get it defrosted. I'm not bundling up to go find two idiots. I think that should be the stupid hiker
rule.
That should be the stupid hiker rule. Hey, these people went out hiking in the snow, and? Well, why aren't you looking for them? Well, because we're not stupid. I mean, that's they can figure it out. I mean, they shouldn't have gone in the first place. Yeah, but you got to look for them. No, we don't. Why do they put perfectly healthy, smart people in charge of finding idiots? Let's cull the herd a little bit. I've never felt sorry for somebody who, you know, climbs in the middle of 130 degrees. And it's like, wow, they had a heat stroke. Imagine that. It was 120 degrees and they decided to go up Camelback. That's, what are we looking for again? Oh, we got to go save them. No, we don't. They're beyond saving because they're going to do this again. I ride my bike up to 108 degrees and I realize, and I've said it many times, if I die, don't look for me because it's embarrassing. First off, it's embarrassing. Second,
if
I deserve
you die
it.
Or you get lost?
Both. Okay. If I get lost in a trail I ride every day on a clear, sunny day, I don't belong here anymore. Yeah. I'm Dick Clark. Good night, folks. I'm just going to give the salute and leave. But if it's not like treacherous flooding or like some biblical attack or something, then we're all in trouble. But if I'm just riding my bike on Trail 100 and I get lost, and I've done it, I even told that time, but she called you because yep. I said, don't. Look for me, but if I'm not home by 6:30, I'm in trouble because I'm stuck in this wash.
It's open pegging if you find it.
Oh, yeah. You find my body, you can have at it. I don't care. But
what if
that's
somebody,
fine.
What if somebody like Gulch. Dom goes out?
Dom?
Yeah.
Bourguignonne?
Yeah.
He goes for a hike?
No, a ride, a bike ride.
Yeah, he's not going to make it to the sidewalk.
I was going
to
say, he won't be too far in. It won't be a hard
You can't get lost when you can't ride a bike 35 feet. I'll find you.
I guess from the street, yeah. If you can wave.
Because basically you set up a
say
radius.
He makes it to the trail.
It ain't happening. You set up a radius from where you last saw Dom on the bike and then 35 feet, a circle of that.
You just take a rope and
we're looking for Dominic 35 feet from where he started, any direction. We'd find him in a minute. There he is. This fat lump of Barney Rubble sitting over there next to a broken bike. I fell off. Yeah, we know. So hot. Then we'd peg him and we'd get him in the helicopter. Yeah, I don't get looking for those people. I'm glad they're okay and stuff. I just don't. Snowstorm hike. Enter at your own risk at that point. You're in. That's dumb. I'm going to go out in this horrible snowstorm that we don't see too often and walk up a mountain. You're going to die today. Oh, look for me if I'm not home. But no. I wouldn't even do it to someone I love. My dad, if he were to say, look, I'm going to go take a hike. And it's snowing really bad. And all right, well, goodbye. I love you. I'm not looking for you. They may not find your body. Well, you wouldn't look for me if I was lost? Not if you're doing something stupid. I'm gonna wander around the volcano for a little bit. If I don't come back, come look for me. No. You're on your own, man. I don't love anybody that much to go risk it all because you did something stupid.
And that's why we have we hired the departments that we have.
Yeah, but they
most families
have
are like, you're going out there, dummy? We're not looking for you.
But that's not why we have them. We don't have them so we can do the stupidest things in the world and they have to come save us.
No,
that's not
but,
why
but
we have them.
But they are trained to
take care of dummies.
Stupid things to happen.
Sure.
And
but at
if
a certain
we have to
point,
go in there and pull someone out.
Right. At a certain point, we should never say the words, well, that's why they are there. No, it isn't why they're there. Don't take advantage of that. They're there in case we make a mistake. Or have an accident and hurt ourselves. They're not there to mop up our mess.
That's on you if you take, well, that's why they're there. Well, then I better take advantage of it.
Well, right.
That's on
but I think people say that. I think when they hear the things like, well, that's why we have these services, in case I do get lost in the middle of a snowstorm hike. No, that's not exactly it. They're there in case, on a normal day, you break your ankle or you have heat and they can come get you. They're there for the smart injured people. Now, the dumb, I think we need to have a whole rule where they don't go looking
for you. Can't stop the dumb.
Yeah, I know. Well, oh, you could, actually. You really could. You don't look for them anymore. That stops the dumb in their tracks.
That won't happen.
I know, but it should. And it should eliminate the dumb, and then the dumb can't breed. Oh, it's fantastic. I'm going to light myself on fire. I don't think cops should show up for firework injuries. Anything that has a warning written on the side of it that says, ooh, you're probably going to blow up. This is a rare explosive. I can wreck a bike. You can wreck a car. You can do that. But you blow things up in your hand, You're on your own. Sorry.
So you maybe have a panel and they can declare this was a dumb entry, no treatment.
No, it's up to the mood of the guy answering the phone, Brady. That's what I think. I don't even think it should be a panel. It should never go to discussion.
Uh-oh, if the guy call. Goes,
wait a minute, you got what?
Three of my friends went hiking in a snowstorm.
Yeah, what do you want me to do about that?
Rescue them.
Sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Sorry for your loss.
What do you mean? You're not going to look?
No, I'm not going to look. It's dangerous, as your friends are proving. I'm not going out there. I'm a human being, too.
Aren't you specially trained?
I'm specially trained, so I survive. And the first thing they train you, don't go out in those snowstorms.
That ain't my job.
Yeah, the first thing they do in training is avoid all that. And I'm going to do that today. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you lost your idiot friends.
They were experienced hikers.
Well, I guess they found their limit of experience.
Need a little bit more seasoning.
I, too, am an experienced hiker, and I know when not to go. That's the first thing you learn as a hiker on days not to go. I'm glad they're alive. I don't know how they found him. Tip the cap to the dude floating a helicopter in the snowstorm, but there they are. Do we land this thing? You know it's just going to make them do more dumb stuff.
Right.
We're saving dumb.
If we allow this.
Yeah. That'll save some of the roads. I mean.
Man, the more I talk, the more I realize that if I was in charge of the fire department or even anything, if I was the mayor, my first executive order would be, we don't save the dumb anymore. That's it.
So what about making them work for it? Like from the helicopter, you go, all right,
guide
way.
Them down. But my toes rotted off.
Start huffing it.
I'm sorry. Your toes rotted off because you decided to hike in the snow. I'm not getting out of the warm, comfortable helicopter. I'll float. You look up and follow me down.
Can't walk.
Oh, this is going to be hard because I'm not getting out.
Like the Geico commercial with the fishing line. Almost there. You almost got it.
Exactly.
Yes.
He's reaching for that dollar. Yep. I remember my friend snuck out of their house and his mom found us. And we were pretty far away. And he's like, all right. And he goes to get in the car and she goes, oh, no, no, no. You found your way here. You find your way home. The kid had to walk like 8 miles. He was like 12. She didn't care. Like, abduct him, rape him, do whatever. I don't want him back. He's dumb. And if he makes it back to the house, I know I'm going to have to deal with dumb some more. Yeah, that's not why we have them. All right, people are stupid and they're going to go out and do really dumb things. We got to train you to go rescue them. Like, nobody would sign up for that job. People have accidents, then yeah, you got to do that. This wasn't an accident. I'm all for saving people who have accidents. Blizzard hikers, you're on your own. I'd hate to see that helicopter go down. You imagine that? Saving those morons?
Yeah.
That's not worth it. Not worth the risk. A lot of times they'll do that stuff.
I mean, imagine how many times they go out there, whether you're a firefighter and you're someone did something stupid in the house and a fire happened and you lose your life.
But that's an accident. That's an accident.
You are signing up for that.
For the accidents. You're not signing up for a purposeful moron leading you into peril.
Well, I don't think those
were purposely
trying to get lost.
You go out in a blizzard and hike a mountain. You're doing something really stupid to start the day.
Yeah.
That's like everybody's saying don't go out in it, and you do, you're on purpose being stupid. There's nothing about that's like, wow, this is a shocker. It's absolutely fact that you should not be out there.
Yeah.
And if you get trapped in it, you can't, you know, again, glad they're all right, but there's going to be some questioning, and there's going to be a couple checks written.
Zach hit us up. He says, I got helicoptered out of some mountains near Payson, and I didn't get a bill. Total scare attack.
Yeah, see? But what was he doing?
Oh, don't tempt
fate,
Zach.
He didn't say, but
yeah.
I'm gonna...
By the way, you heard it here first on KUPD.
Jeez.
They don't charge you. Go out and do cartwheels down Camelback. Nobody cares.
That's right. Send the bill to Zach Lowe, as a matter of fact. He'll be taking care of that one.
You got choppered off.
That's what he said.
Well, maybe he just went out on a normal day and had an accident. That's okay. But if he went out during the monsoon and tried to, like, kayak
double
down.
Whammy.
He's an idiot. But if it was, I think what he's saying is, I was really dumb one day and they
probably
didn't charge me.
Well, he was up in Payson, so I mean,
who's high on meth?
Probably,
okay,
yeah.
Well, that's different too. And that's the other thing. If they catch that you're hiking and you've got meth in your system, oh no, 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 we're putting you back.
There you go, Tweaky.
I'm Drop putting you back off. With loads
Good
of
luck.
Meth. Yeah,
you found your way in there.
Yeah, here's a bag of real fresh meth. And some fentanyl, and we're putting you back where we found you. I know what you're going to do first, because you can't lay off the meth. And you find your way back to the city. I got no tolerance for
this
that.
This just in, it was Mark Grace. He went up for pegging at high altitude.
Yeah, see? We don't have to pay for a rescue there. That's not good. Yeah, get the news helicopters. They love that. They can look all day because yeah. then they'll crash and everybody will be like, well, what were they doing up there? Oh, they were searching for
probably
ratings.
Probably mentioned that. We've had that happen.
Well, they weren't being before. Stupid, though. They were actually filming something.
They were on top of
right.
each other.
Right. But if they're out looking for dummies who did dumb in dumb weather.
In the summer, well, we'll start a rescue fire so they can notice us.
Right. And then they make those people pay for the forest fire. Well, they say they do.
Yeah.
Because that Rodeo Chettis guy thing that dude started, one of those things was started by a guy who
well, he's
wanted
in prison, isn't he?
He wanted to be a hero.
Yeah.
And he did dumb stuff, and they're like, you're going to go to jail forever. Burn down an entire forest. Yeah, I just got no tolerance for that. People do dumb stuff. I've said it. Like, if I'm being stupid, don't look for me. I told my buddy Jeff Bowers when we went off trail at Camelback that one time, I'm like, no one needs to know. He's trying to make calls. I'm like, no. No, sir. We're dying here
away.
Right on the side of this stupid mountain. Because if I can see my house from the mountain and I die from there, that's on me. We're not getting helicopter rescued out. We're going to huddle up at night. Probably going to peg to keep warm for a couple of days. And I'm going to try to eat you. And then we're done.
And that's start it. At it again at
yeah.
dawn.
Yeah, we'll start at it in the morning. We're going to get more lost on a mountain where my house is visible from it. And we're dying up here. I'm not getting rescued, helicopter rescued. If I was on the regular trail and rolled my ankle, yes. But we decided to adventure and try to go down the other side of Camelback that doesn't have one yet. We realized that's pretty steep, and we got trapped on the side of it. Somehow or another, we got lucky enough to climb out of this thing, and the trail was like a foot and a half from our heads. We didn't. People are walking right over us. We didn't even know it. Yeah, you would have found old skeletons. I'm not getting rescued out of dumb. It's embarrassing. And then the big production that happens when I was mountain biking and that girl from Chicago fell down and cut her leg on one of the rocks. 13 firemen showed up. It's embarrassing. We could see the road, the trailhead start. And she cranked it in the first quarter mile and busted her leg wide open. And 13 firefighters showed up with that big wheel and all that stuff. We were going to haul her out of there. This one, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm never calling it. This is a show. Two fire trucks, an ambulance. I'm like, she cut her leg. It's not that bad. And then the one guy's like, hey, man, you Holmberg? I'm like, yeah. Can we get some pictures? I'm like, sure. So I'm taking pictures on the trail while this girl's bleeding. And she's
my leg!
Furious that there's so many firefighters. They got time for chit-chat. But she wasn't being dumb. She just fell over. There's a fine line.
It happens.
Yeah, it happens. Like if you're doing a wheelie on the 60, like I saw the other day, and your Ducati, and you roll over, you're just...
That's on you.
You're just tire chum. There's no reason to even clean you up. You did that to show off. It failed. We're done with you here on the planet. I don't think there's any more need for you. I got hit by a car. No, you didn't. You fell off your bike and on the freeway. So you just laid on the freeway for a second. What you really did was lay down on the freeway, and that's a terrible idea. So, yeah, I got no patience for that. And plus, it thins the herd of dummies.
And we pay for a service to clean that up.
Do we?
You know.
Well, let's eliminate that, too. Yeah. Why?
We're charging back on that,
look,
too.
Look, it's hot here, and there's a lot of traffic. Before you know it, that thing's just a little bit of a dark spot on the freeway. All the entrails are all in people's tires. And then after a while, it rains once or twice. That guy's cleaned up. We don't need a service for that. You get the motorcycle
out
of the
way. A road scraper. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you got to move the motorcycle because it'll hurt other cars.
But yeah.
The guy's body, no need.
Let nature take place.
If I was on the 911 dispatch, yeah, there's a guy doing wheelies on the 60 and he just fell off. Hello? Hello? 911 hung up on me. Oh, the wheelie thing. Yeah, they don't tolerate that. No more. Especially because everybody's filming cops do stuff and firefighters. And the cops' incentive to go out there and try to help your dumbass. You're just going to sue them in the end anyway. Idiots. So no dumb hiking in the snow and going deep in there. It's the same thing as when we kill mountain lions when they attack hikers. Why? They have a taste for human flesh. What were you doing in his house? You stumbled onto him. He didn't stumble onto you. He was where he was supposed to be.
Couldn't help myself. It was a cute cub.
Yeah, I wanted to pet the cubs. All right. Well, there's risk involved in that. Oh, my God, 911. My brother was out here, and we were petting a mountain lion, and he, hello? Hello? That's how it should be. It would stop all that stuff if we stopped rescuing them. It's a fact. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 585-9800, a good one to start off this Wednesday. It's cold out this morning. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
It's out of control now. 98.